the warrior faction looked at the Christian Indians as people who were traitors, I guess you could say it that way. But it was more than just, oh, you jumped over the other side, now you're fighting us. It was that there was a whole cultural renewal or revolution taking place. A whole way of life, two ways of life were clashing. And one was going to lose out. One was going to lose out, and one was going to survive. And if the culture the Dakotas knew was lost, they were going to be lost completely, regardless of who they were. And so they saw it as a desperate fight, a desperate attempt to try to hold on to what way of life they had. You know, it wasn't just a matter of, well, I don't want to farm, that's too much work, or I don't care about this thing because I know that doesn't mean anything. It was more than that. You're looking at the end of a whole era and the beginning of a new, and you don't have a whole lot of choice in the matter. And so they looked at these Christian Indians and say, well, you crossed over the line and you're living like them, and so therefore you're our enemy. They never, I think the Dakota people, the Indian people who were Christian, weren't looking at it in the same way, because they were saying, they were thinking, well, we haven't changed that much. What are we doing that's different? All we're doing is trying to farm and provide in a different way. Our hunting and gathering ways are gone. I mean, they're Little Crow admitted that, you know, that their ways are gone. Why are we fighting? Why do you want to go out and fight? You know. And I think the Dakota people said to themselves, well, we got to do something. Necessity has to take precedence. We have to do something to keep our families alive and to maintain what we can of our culture. And this is the way we can do it. And later years, they realized that education was going to be a way that they could strengthen their culture. But at that time, they weren't thinking of that, because you were just coming at the end of one and there's a crossover and you're going to go into this. And we don't want to do that. You know, we'd rather fight and die. They looked at the farmer Indians and the Christian Indians, people who were not helping the cause. They're aiding their cause, because they're demonstrating that it can be done. Because the Christian army, the Christian Indians, were actually at the point where they were refusing their annuities, and we don't need them. You know, give them to somebody else that will need them. We are raising our own food. We're making our own way. The Hazel Republic was. And so they were a kind of a living testimony that it can work. You know, the difference, of course, then came down to a religious matter of saying, well, they're Christians now. You know, they're not following our traditional religions. Yeah. And that's always the kicker. That's always the trump card. You see that over in the Far East now, you know, that they're using that all the time now. Well, you know, these people are not Muslims, you know. And so we see that religion being thrown in as a trump card. I think that left the Christians out, because when it comes to that, then you're closing the door on any kind of options you might have, because they're saying, well, we don't want your religion, we don't want Christianity. And then people like Lorenzo and Simon and John the other day, well, then I guess that leaves us out.